Don Downing, and I'm a shareholder at Gray Ritter and Graham, PC.
And you're an attorney for the plaintiffs, some plaintiffs in the Syngenta suit. Kind of give us your background and your involvement.
Yes, I was appointed one of the four co-lead attorneys in the Syngenta corn litigation that recently settled for $1.51 billion. There were four attorneys from around the country that were co-leads, and there were several other attorneys who were in the leadership group that prosecuted the case from the beginning to the end.
All right. And that settlement is why we're talking today. A judge has agreed to the amount. Is this amount an acceptable one for your clients?
Yes, we believe it's a very fair settlement for everyone involved. Under this settlement, corn farmers from throughout the country who were members of the class will receive real money. This is not a settlement for like some class settlements that people have heard about for coupons or minimal amounts of money. This is a settlement for real money that will result in money going into the pockets of corn farmers across the United States.
And I understand, of course, a portion of that will have to go to the attorneys. And then how much, I haven't done the math yet, so I presume you have, on how much we're looking at. And will it vary from farmer to farmer, or will it be split evenly among the 650,000?
It will not be split evenly. It will be based on how many acres each farmer in the country who filed a claims form farmed in the years 2013, 14, 15, 16, and 17, those marketing years, because those are the years in which our experts determined that the price was affected by the loss of the Chinese market. And so determining the amount that any individual farmer would receive would be a weighted average for each one of those years, how many acres were farmed. Also at play here is how many farmers who actually file claims and how many acres are represented by those farmers. So at this point, until the claims administrator completes the claims administrator's work on calculating how many claims were filed, how many acres are involved, how many bushels are involved, it would be impossible to calculate how much any particular farmer would receive in a settlement, but I will say that it's significant money for every farmer.
All right, and the timeline is, when can they expect that money, or is that, and is who decides that?
Well, so the trial court has finally approved the settlement, as you mentioned, and now there's an opportunity for any person who had objected to the settlement, if they choose to appeal. If there are no appeals, or if any appeals are resolved before they run to fruition, we expect that payments will go out to the farmers in the second quarter of 2019. But if there are appeals that people take all the way through the appellate process, it could delay the payments to farmers for a year or more.
People who appeal, as in Syngenta?
No, Syngenta has agreed to the settlement. But there are potential, there are objectors to the settlement. There, out of, like you say, roughly 600,000 corn farmers in the United States, there are only a handful of objectors that actually appeared at the class fairness hearing. But those individuals who appeared may have a right to file an appeal because they did in fact object and express their objections in writing.
How can I find out what their objections were?
It's all in court file. Each one of those objections are in writing or in the court file, and they're publicly available.
Anything else you'd like to add, Don?
No, we're just very delighted that the process has gotten this far. It's been determined by the judge that the settlement is fair, reasonable, and adequate to all the corn farmers, and we're doing everything we can to try to expedite getting this money out to the farmers.
And Don, would you say that most any state that grows corn, there are farmers in it that will be that are subject to this class action settlement?
Absolutely.